Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Trusting that you see me through.
got somebody out there saying I need God in my house.
Praise the Lord. I just noticed my thing was on mute. Thank you so much. Let me go back up. We're talking about faith today. And your faith will be tested. No matter what you're going through in life, you're going to run across some things that are going to test your faith, your patience. You'll have tension. You'll have stress. And you know, there are people who manage their faith as if it is a commercialized product. Sometimes, or some things of which they either have a lot of or have little, depending on the circumstances of the moment. In time of stress and tension, they yearn for more faith, but don't quite know where they can acquire the miraculous force. However, the fact is that you have faith and that your need is not for more faith, but for a change in the quality of the faith that you already have. Perhaps you have had faith in the wrong things for so long. Perhaps you have had more faith in failure than in success. You long for inner victory, but are convicted that you will fail. To have faith, you're going to have faith that you're going on in God in faith on what situation you may be in at this present. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't say it's going to fail. You don't know what God's going to do. He lessen and testing your faith. You know, this daily expectation, which is merely another facet of faith, is what really becomes evidence in your practical life. You will agree that it's important to maintain an attitude of expectation in life, to expect only the finest and noblest in the secured knowledge that what you expect will be realized in good time. You know, you say, well, how is it possible to expect the best when standards are dropping so quickly and the outlook on life seems so grim? Only the person who has faith in God and his plans for the final redemption of human race can step into the future with courage and tranquility of spirit. This enormous truth brings a reassuring purpose in your life and enable you to go toward the future with confidence. You know, with steadfast faith in you, my God and Father, I step into the future with confidence and peace of mind. With this faith you have to step into the future with confidence and with peace of mind. You know, knowledge is truth that is maintained in the mind. Faith is a fire that burns on the heart. So today we're talking about your faith will be tested. And as we go on further, if anybody would like to say something on your faith will be tested, feel free to chime in on your one on your keypad, and I'll be glad to bring you in. And you know, faith is the answer to everything we go through. Faith, trust, prayer. You know, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nation, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory. You'll find that Timothy 3:16. You know, but however contradiction this statement may appear to you, it reminds us complex and simplicity. When else would you find, and where else would you find, God assuming a human form or a king living as a simple town carpenter? Here he was a carpenter in his hometown. And here they say kings live in palaces, and yet the Prince of Peace had no place to lay his head. A lot of you all, don't worry about people talking about where you live. Long as God is watching over you, he's keeping you clean, he's keeping you fed, he's keeping you with the word of God in you, nobody is bothering you. You don't have to be in the palace to be a king's kid. You know, Jesus stood his ground against the scholar of his time and overwhelmed them with his knowledge and intellectual abilities. And yet simple people understood him when he explained profound truth to them in the forms of parables. We read parables all through the scriptures. You know, the circumstances of your life often confuse and trouble you, and sometimes you are simply unable to understand a particular situation. And we understand that. We all go through that, so we can go to God. Your peace of mind can be disturbed by fear, illness, death, so many other negative things. We want to keep that negativity out of our lifestyle, you all. Your faith so easily become unsettled, and then you start questioning God's love and the purpose of your faith. You know, this is a time for relying on God. He arranges everything for the benefit of those who love him. For the faithful, God is born from evil. From the evil of Golgotha, the victory of resurrection emerged. God has a sacred place and purpose with everything that happens in your life. And when the time is right, this purpose will be revealed to you. That means he has something going on. He's going to reveal it to you in time. We want to rush God, but you know, we can't rush God. You know, I praise you, Lord, my God, that I may be faithful, accept your every act in my life, because I know that everything works for the good of those who love you. You know, human reason is weak and may deceive, but faith cannot be deceived. If you got faith, it's going to show you off. You won't be deceived. God's going to show up and show out with the faith you do have. And if anybody would like to talk about your faith will be tested on this line today, feel free to hit one on your keypad, and I would love to hear from you all. I will bring you in on my switchboard. I'll give you a few minutes to think about your faith will be tested. And everyone that's on this Zoom line today, your faith have been tested. Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught a thing. But because you said so, I will let down the net. They didn't have faith, but he had to give them some unbelief, let them know where their faith should lie. They figured they couldn't do anything. They couldn't catch no fish and stuff because they didn't have the faith within them to believe what God's word said, that he would do exactly what he said. Not what the people say, but what God say. You know, too many people trust faith is nothing more than an unattainable dream. Faith requires trust. Faith is rewarded. But they seriously doubt whether faith will work in their own lives. Why are you doubting God? He did it for you last week, a year before. He'll do it now. He's the same God. He haven't lost his wrath. He haven't lost the stamina to help us through everything. So that's why he said, you know, don't doubt. You know, the Bible provides us with a simple proof of reality and the reward of faith in the lives of ordinary people. One of the great misconceptions about true faith is that you can simply ask what you want from God and then sit back and wait for it to realize. You know, the disciples once worked hard enough throughout the night without catching any fish. They was experiencing fishermen and know that under the circumstances that prevailed, there would be no fish to catch. But they went out anyway. Regardless of this, as well as the risk of appearance foolish in front of their colleague, they let down the net once more. You know, according to the scriptures, they caught so much fish that the net almost tore. In this way, that faith was revealed. You know, sometimes we have to go through the fire to come back on the other side for what we want, what God is showing us. It's a process. And do we have the time to go through the process? Well, yes, if you want what God has for you, because everything is not going to come osmosis. We have to be paying attention to what God is saying and doing. You know, according to the scriptures, they caught so much fish that the net almost tore. In his way, that faith was restored. How many times God had to restore your faith in somebody, something, or something came up? Where's your faith? You know, I remember years ago, they had a song, which you should say, it's in God. It's not in all the stores. It's not in all this. But where is your faith? Not Bobo Sam Sausage Head, not Mary Lou or Robert Earl, but your faith. Where is your faith? Because your faith going to be tested on this side. Are you ready for the test? And according to the scripture, they caught so much fish that the net almost broke. When you lay a matter before God, you should trust him so that much that you will be willing to accept his will and be obedient to the suggestion of his spirit. Forget about what others will think or say. You know, a lot of us worry about what people say and what they're going to say and what they're doing. Don't worry about that. Keep your mind and your focus on God. My. You know, a matter before God, you should trust him so much that you'll be willing to accept his will and obedience to the suggestion of his spirit. Forget about what others will think or say. Trust God unconditionally, and he will reward your faith. You got to trust God unconditionally, you all. And if anyone would like to say anything on this topic, feel free to hit one. Oops, I have somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen to bring your own. You're not on, caller.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just listening and grateful that you brought the topic of faith up today, because we are all in need of such great faith. I was looking at Romans 5 and the first and second verse. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We stand. We stand in peace by walking by faith. We know that faith is a substance hoped for, but evidence not seen. But with faith, we can hold on to every adversity that comes in our lives.
Yeah.
Faith is the tool to stand tall and be strong and understand that whatever's going on in our lives, God is still there. Thank you for allowing me to say these few words.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, caller. If anybody else would like to say something that's on the line on my switchboard, hit one on your keypad if you want to talk about faith and share it with the listening audience today. And you know, I place my trust completely, Lord Jesus, in knowing that you will never disappoint me. Help me not to disappoint, and your thought through my disbelief. You know, some people don't have the belief system like some people do. You know, true prayer is to stand to attention in the presence of God and to be willing to accept orders from him. And I read that again. True prayer to attention in the presence of God and be willing to accept orders from him. That means we got to accept what Christ allowed, what God allowed. No, we may not like everything that happens to us coming from the Holy Spirit, but it come to convict us. It come to tell us what we're doing wrong or what we're doing right. So today our broadcast is Your Faith Will Be Tested. On this journey in life, we're going to be tested from every hand, from home, school, the jobs. We're going to be tested, you all, on this side. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So today, our broadcast has been talking about your faith will be tested. And I know a lot of people on this line can give a testimony on how their faith was tested. And God came through miraculous for you. And we just have to trust in him. Go for what he say. Do what he say. And we'll come out on top. If anybody else would like to add to the broadcast, I only did 30 minutes today. I have someone. All righty. Okay, hold on. Area code, 6770, because you're not on.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be on this program this morning about talking about faith. You know, we have to have faith. If we don't have faith for ourselves, can nobody have it for us? So I thank God for this program this morning and thank God for this topic, Heavenly Father. We all need faith. All we do is need to get more faith and have more faith and believe. And when you believe, it's already done. We just have to pray and ask God to give it to us, because we can't do it on our own. We can't do it for ourselves. But we pray and ask God to give us more faith in Jesus' name. Thank you for allowing me to say a word or two on this program. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you much, Carla, for coming on.
Amen.
Sure, with the listening audience on faith and having faith. And some people feel they don't have enough faith. If anybody else would like to say anything before we close our program out for today on faith, I know a lot of people probably are working or doing other things, but I'm trying to stick with coming on regular every Wednesday like I used to. So I hope everybody can tune in every Wednesday, and I'll let you know if something come up and I can't be on. But we have to get the word out there, you all. By every means, a blog talk, having a show, for somebody may be at home and can't get out, may be homebound and don't have a way to get around. They may have a computer or a phone, because they can call in on a phone, and somebody can pass the number to them. And I'm going to give the number out again. Area code 646-716-4389. That way they can call in on Wednesday. They can call in on the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of the month, where we do Women Unified in Christ. They're welcome to come on that broadcast also. And so I'm using, instead of going to Zoom right now, and Facebook. A lot of people don't have Facebook to have Facebook Live, and a lot of people don't have Zoom. So I use my Blog Talk line to do both of the shows. That way we can get more participation, more people come on. They don't have to feel like, well, I'm not dressed up, or my hair in rollers, or my hair not fixed. Different little things women or men may have going on. So today I thank each one of you all for coming on this broadcast today on Your Faith Will Be Tested. And as we get ready to leave the line, we don't leave God's presence. I give him praise today because, see, my faith have been tested every day. Every day I'm going through a test in my faith. But I give God the praise for having crazy faith, not just mustard seed faith, but crazy faith where I can believe the impossible. That's where my faith is right now. He said it in his word, and I believe it and going to stand on it. I know it will come to pass if it's in his will. So as we leave the line today, we'll pray that God will take care of each and every person that came to the line, that says something on the line today. I hope your faith is strong, so when testing time comes, you will be able to pass your test in the name of Jesus. We give God the praise today, and we give him the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Tune in for next Wednesday when we'll have another broadcast on this line. In Jesus' name. And the fourth Saturday, we'll be having the women unified in Christ. So until then, you all be blessed. Have a wonderful week. And I love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye. Thank you.